为每位平安。
Peace to you。
在准备的时候，其实还是有点紧张。就在准备之前几天。
So while I was preparing, I was a little nervous, and even the day before.
因为人替神说话的时候，难免会说错。
Because when man speaks on behalf of God, sometimes we make mistakes.
但是有一句话还是让我得到了很多的安慰和激励。
But there's a verse that gave me a lot of comfort and encouragement.
就圣经那一句话，他说：“你坐下，你起来，我都知道。”
He says that whether you're sitting down or right standing up, I know.
你舌头上的话，我没有一句不知道的。
And there's not one word that you utter that I do not know of.
我从远处晓得你的意念。
And from far away, I know your intent.
So, 我们今天呢，我们一同仰望神的恩典，能够让他的话能够借着我们释放出来。
And so, by His grace, may we share His word today.
我们这次题目呢，就是在最近之前定下来，叫做神预备的救恩。
So the topic was that it was decided a while ago that God it was the salvation that God has prepared for us.
对，简单讲，主要想告诉我们，这个救恩呢，不是我们编出来的。
So this salvation is not something that we sort of came up with.
也不是我们想出来的。
Nor is it something that we imagined.
但是在预备这个救恩的时候，这个救恩还有一个特点，是我们在分享之前，还要把神救恩的特点给说一下。
So, but before we start diving deeper, I want to share with you the characteristics of His salvation.
也是因着这个特点呢，让我在预备的时候也被调整了一下。
And this, while preparing for this, it also really helped me tremendously.
这什么特点呢？就是说，神说世人凭自己的智慧，既然不能认识神。
So, what is so special here is that God said to says that we cannot know Him by our own knowledge and understanding.
所以说，神就愿意用人看为愚拙的道理，拯救那些相信的。
But he reveals His salvation to those who are considered ignorant.
对，就愚拙的，就这个救恩讲起来的时候，你觉得好像里面没有什么智慧。
But when you speak of the, for example, when you speak of the salvation, it doesn't seem there's much wisdom in there. It seems foolish.
对，因为以后要讲的这个救恩，你觉得好像不合逻辑的。
And when we speak the salvation, it doesn't seem it's very logical.
神这圣经说，神乐意用这个愚拙的道理来拯救相信的人。
He's willing to use this to save and bring those to believe.
所以我在预备的时候有所调整。
So I was adjusted a little bit while I was preparing for this message.
尽量用我们照着我们已经领受救恩，尽量用我们明白的很简单的话把这个救恩讲一下。
So based on our very simple understanding of salvation, let me share with you.
好，我们看到我们今天的主题经文是哥林多前书15:3-4。
So today's message is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15:3-4.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。
For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
So, 我们因为我们已经得到这个救恩的人了，我们就站在救恩的里面，用最简单的话把这里面的内容讲一下。
So, because we already know the salvation, so let's use the simplest possible way to explain what is the salvation.
最简单讲一下，基督为我们的罪死了。
Simply put, he died for our sins.
然后他被埋葬了。
And he was buried.
然后再讲他第三天复活了。
And then on the third day, he rose again.
好，这个救恩实际上是全备的。
The salvation is complete.
但是我们今天讲的时候，我们只能讲因着各样的限制，我们只能讲一点，我们里面所领受的一点。
So when we share today, we can only share a bit about what we understand.
我们先讲第一点，就基督为我们的罪死了。
Let's start with the first, which is that he died for our sins.
对，在讲这个时候，我想还是讲一个故事就挺好。
So let me share with you a story.
这故事其实我们以前已经提过，但是我想再讲一下。
Perhaps I mentioned it in the past, but I want to share with you again.
这个故事讲在说英语的世界里有一个很有名的一个神的仆人叫我们中文叫贾怀德，他英文叫 Doctor.
Okay, so in, there's a famous servant of God is Dr. Jouett.
对，他有一个同工叫 Barry.
And he had a coworker whose name was Barry.
这可能是 Barry 向他讲述的一个故事。
So this is the story about them.
Barry 那个时候他是一个教堂的一个牧师。
So Barry at the time was a pastor of a church.
他那个教堂有，他说有1200个会友。
There's about 1,200 members in the church.
他就住在这个教堂的里面。
And he dwelled in the church.
他讲，有一天晚上，有一个叩门声和持续的门铃声，他就把他给叫起来了。
So one night, there was a knock at the door, and that woke him up.
他就开了门，发现门外有一个很年轻的女子，穿着并不是很得体。
So he opened the door, and noticed there was a young woman there who was not very well dressed.
然后那个女的开门就说：“你是这个牧师吗？我母亲，我需要你帮忙把她弄进去，带进去。
”And so she said, "Are you the pastor? My mother needs your help. Can you please take her in?"
他看到这个女的穿着，他就觉得这个家大概也是那种不是很好的一个家庭。
So based on her appearance, he presumed that they were in need.
他想他母亲可能喝醉酒，需要人把她带到房间里去。
And he for some reason thought that maybe her mother was drunk and needed some place to stay to wake up.
所以他就对这女的说：“他说你去找警察吧，我不能帮你。”
So he looked at her and says, "Maybe you should go to the police. I don't know if I can help you."
那个女的说：“不，我需要找牧师。”
And so she says, "No, I really need a pastor."
然后他就说：“那你去找你离你家最近的一个教会吧。”
And so he said that maybe you can go to the next church.
那个女的说：“你就是。”
And go to the church that's closest to your home. And so she says, "This is the church."
对，因为当时已经是半夜了，所以她很不想去。她就对他说：“我明天可以吗？”
So he says, "Well, it was already very late. He didn't want to go to her home. So he says, 'Can I stop by tomorrow?'"
对，但是女的说，坚持说你必须今天去。
And so she insisted that he goes with her to her home.
所以他又没有办法，他跟着女的去。
So he went with her.
他自己讲的这个 Barry， 我们以后就用牧师这个词来代替他。他自己讲，他在路上呢，把帽子压得很低，衣服裹得很紧。
So as he was walking on the way, he covered his pulled down his hat and covered himself with his coat.
因为他担心他1200个教友，如果有人发现他半夜和这么一个女子走路，他就无法解释。
So he was afraid that one of the church members saw him walking with such a lady in the middle of the night, and there's no way for him to explain himself.
所以他们到了一个房子面前，那个地方实在也不是很好的地方。
So they went to a house, and it was not in a poor neighborhood.
所以他就对那个女的说：“你到底要我来做什么？”
And so he asked her, "How can I help you?"
那女的说：“她说我母亲快死了。”
And so she says that my mom is about to die.
她想要进神的国，她进不去。
And she wants to enter into God's kingdom, but she cannot.
她需要你帮助。
She needs your help.
然后这个 Barry 这个牧师想，我是个牧师，那我就他就进去了。
So he says, "Well, since I'm a pastor, then let me." Then he went in.
房子确实很小的一个房间，也很破。
It was a very small house, and it was very unkempt.
对，那个病人看到他就告诉他说：“我想进神的国，但进不去，求你帮助我。”
And so when the mother saw her, she says that I want to enter into God's kingdom, but I cannot. Please help me.
然后他就想：“那我能，我是个牧师，也是传福音的。”那我能做什么呢？我能讲啥？讲什么呢
？So he thought to himself that I'm a pastor and I know the gospel. What should I say here?
那我就把讲台上讲的给他讲一遍。 讲台上他是个牧师。
So then he says, then let me share with her the message that I shared the other day.
他就在这个女母亲面前给他讲，他说耶稣是一个完美的人。
So then he proceeded to tell her that Jesus was a perfect man.
是我们的模范。
He was our model. He's our model.
对，他怎样牺牲，怎样爱，怎样服务这个社会。
And how he sacrificed himself, how he offered himself, and how he served us.
他说我们应该效法他，跟着他脚中走，就可以进到神的国里面。
And how we should imitate him, how we should follow him, and that's how we can enter into the kingdom of God.
对，他讲的时候，那个女的就好像就快发火了。
So as he was preaching to her, it seems she was getting very upset.
对，那个女的就哭着说，她说我不要听这个。
And so as she was crying, she said to him, I don't want to hear this.
她说你知道今天很有可能是我在这个世界中世上最后一个晚上。
And so she says that it's possibly my last night on earth.
也可能是我灭亡或者进神的国最后一个机会。
And perhaps it was also the last opportunity that I have to enter into his kingdom.
她说你不要在这个关键时候跟我开玩笑。
Don't joke with me at such a critical moment in my life.
她说我一生都在犯罪。
So she says that my entire life I've sinned.
我也教我的女儿犯罪。
And I taught my daughter to sin.
我一生没有什么事情是清洁的。
There's not much in my life that's pure.
我也不知道什么是道德。
I also don't know the righteousness of God.
她说我现在都到了这样一个生命的尽头，你让我效法基督。我需要多少功夫才能做到？
She also said, I don't really know, I'm not a very moral person. And even now you're telling me how to imitate Christ. How can I possibly do that right now?
她说你所说的这些在我身上没有用。
And so she says, all the things you're saying right now is useless to me right now.
她说我在这个世上只有一点点时间，难道你就不能告诉我怎么进神的国吗？
And she says that I have very little time here on earth, but can you not even tell me how to enter into his kingdom?
这个牧师就说，他说，他当时就在想，他说我上神学院学的也是这个。
So he thought to himself, this is what I learned when I went to seminary.
我考神学博士考的也是这个。
All the tests that we took in seminary was also about this.
我讲台上教的也是这一个。
And this is the message that I preached.
我读圣经读的也是这一个。
And this is what I read in the Bible.
今天有一个女人，她快要死了，她却说我在跟她开玩笑。
And now that she's almost dying, she's dying, and she's telling me that that I'm joking with her.
她说那我该给她讲什么呢？
What should I say to her?
他就对着女人说，他说他老是对着女人说，他说我不知道。
And so he looked at her and said, I don't know.
我不知道怎么进神的，帮你进神的国。
I don't know how to answer your question.
他说那个女人就哭了。
And so she wept.
他说一个像我这样一生犯罪的人，难道临死的时候没有机会进神的国吗？
A person such as I, who has sinned my entire life, is there no opportunity for me to enter into his kingdom?
像我这样一个人，第二天就要死了，在这个，这是我再没有第二次机会可以进神的国的时候，你不能帮我，你就不能帮我吗？
And even now, I may not live through the night, but even now, you have no way to help me.
这个牧师后来他对这个贾怀德博士他讲，他说，当时我在里面真的不知道讲什么道。
So Barry later, as he was telling Dr. Joe about the story, he says, I really didn't know what to say.
他说我是一个1200个教友的牧师，我竟然不知道怎样帮助一个临死的女人进到神的国里面。
I pastor a church who has 1200 members, but yeah, I have no way I don't know what to say to a woman who is dying.
他说那个时候他突然想起来，他在七岁的时候，他的母亲的膝前，他母亲告诉他一句话。
So all of a sudden he remembered that when he was 7, his mother said something to him.
他母亲告诉他说，拿撒勒人耶稣是神的儿子。
And so she said, Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God.
这个拿撒勒人耶稣被钉死在了十字架上。
And he was crucified on the cross.
他所流的血赦免了我们的罪。
And that the blood that he shed cleanses us of our sins.
他是为了我们的罪死的。
And therefore he died for our sins.
成了我们的挽回祭。
And he became our sacrifice.
所以他说，他就把这些话告诉那个女的。
So he proceeded to he shared this with her.
他告诉那女的，他说你不需要做什么。
And so she said to her, there's nothing you need to do.
他说你一生犯的罪，神都在他儿子身上刑罚了。
And all the sins that you committed in your entire life, God has already judged on his son.
他的儿子已经除去了我们一切的罪。
And that his son has taken away all the sins in your life.
曾经那个向你要债的为了你成了那个还债的。
And so, the one who is coming, who you were indebted to, is no longer after you.
那个审判我们的，为了我们成了被审判者。
And the one who was to judge us, suffered the judgment for us.
他讲的时候，他就发现那个女的脸上就欢喜起来。
And as he proceeded to tell her, share this with her, he saw that she brightened up, she became joyful.
那女的就哭了，她说你为什么不早点告诉我这些。
And so she was full of, she started weep and says, you should have told me this earlier.
她说那我该怎么办。
And so she asked them, what should I do?
这个牧师说你只要相信接受就好了。
And he says that you only need to believe and accept.
后来那天晚上那个女的就去世了。
And that night the woman passed away.
这个牧师说那一天 有两个人进了神的国。
So he says that day, there were two people who entered into the kingdom of God.
一个是这个女孩子母亲。
One was the mother of this woman.
一个是她自己。
And the other one was himself.
这就是神给我们，这就是圣经里面讲说他为着我们罪死了。
This is what the Bible, speaks of that he died for our sins.
在人看来，这是一个很没有什么逻辑的道理。
And when we think of this, this doesn't make any logical sense.
但是神的救恩要简单到让任何一个人，不论你有什么学问，你都可以听明白。就是说，他为着我们的罪死了。
So, no matter what kind of education you have, everyone will be able to understand his salvation.That he died for our sin.
说神的话说，耶稣被交给人，是为着我们的过犯。
And he became man for our sin.
人今天，如果你能接受，能相信，这个救恩就临到了你。
Today, if you can receive and accept, and this the salvation will also be fall upon you.
因为神差遣他儿子来，不是要定我们的罪。
For he sent his son not to condemn us,
就是让我们因着他能够得救。
But so that we may be saved through him.
如果人拒绝这个，那是什么意思呢？
If you reject us, what does it mean?
就意味着说这个罪我们还要自己背在身上。
It means that we need to be responsible for our own sin.
我想起一个，我在预备的时候想起我以前家中的一个例子。
I remember there was at home there was an example.
因为我小的时候，我们家比起同龄的家庭都比较属于那种比较贫穷的。
So when I was young, my family and also the neighboring families were somewhat poor.
最后贫穷是因为我父亲当时做生意欠了很多债。
So my family was poor because my dad did a lot of business and owed a lot of debt.
So 我上小学的时候，我最怕我回到家看到我们家门口停着有摩托车什么的。
So when I was in grade school, the thing that I feared the most was to go home and see motorcycles parked outside of my house.
因为那个我就知道要债的到我家里去了。
Because I know that's someone looking to get the debt repaid.
每次要债到我家的时候，那我母亲都是用最好的来招待。
So every time, the debt collector comes, and my mom will prepare the best.
但是 我自己也知道我们根本没有钱去还那个债。
And I myself also know that we are in no way able to, well, can repay that debt.
而且我每次要债的人走之后，我母亲都要哭，大哭一场，哭好几，哭一场，然后抱怨好几天。
And whenever, after they left, my mom would cry for several days.
所以我在我小的时候，我最大的，当时最大愿望就是能够长大以后，不需要很富足，但是不要欠别人的债。
So my greatest hope that for me to grow up was so that not necessarily to be rich, but just not to owe debt, not to be indebted.
那个欠债的压力，在一个很小的，我当时虽然是个孩子，不需要去承担这个，但是那个压力压在了这个家中。
Although I was young and I didn't need to carry this burden, but because the family was under such pressure that I was also impacted.
但是你想一下，如果那个时候有一个人很有钱，他到我们家中告诉我们说，你的债我已经替你还了。
So, just imagine if there's someone who is really wealthy, who came to the house and says, all the debt that you owe, I will repay for you.
我已经还替你还了。
Or I have already paid for you.
并且给我一张收据。
And gave you a receipt.
你觉得我们会怎么做？
What will we do?
我们就感谢着领受。
We would be thankful and receive in joy.
但如果假设我们说我不接受你替我还的。
But what if I said, what if we said that I reject your offer?
这个债我们还要自己背负的。
Then we need to continue to repay this debt.
当然我们那个家中那个时候没有出现这样一个事情。没有人出现说我替你还这个债。
Of course, back then, no one showed up and says, I repay your debt for you.
但今天在这个主的救恩里面，主说，他为着人人尝了这个死味。
But today in the Bible, our Lord tells us that he suffered death for our sin.
这个有一句话叫，他为着我们的罪做了挽回祭。
So he became a sin offering for us.
但这里面其实是个挽回祭，叫propitiation.
So he became propitiation for us.
这个挽回就是把我们能够重新挽回到神的面前。
And being so, he reconciles us to God.
其实不单为我们的罪。
So, but not only for our sin.
也为了普天下人的罪。
But also for all who are on earth.
所以神的救恩就非常的简单，在这里显明的。在我们这一面所能明白的非常的简单。
So his salvation is so simple and is revealed so simply unto all of us.
圣经也说我们今天借着爱子的血。
And the Bible also said today is by his blood.
我们的过犯得以赦免。
That our salvation, that our sin is, that our sin are forgiven.
这是神所预备的救恩。
This is the salvation that he has prepared for us.
这是神所预备说只有这一条路你的罪可以得赦免。
And this is him saying to us that there is but one way for your sin to be forgiven and it is this way.
这是神自己预备的。
This is something that he himself has prepared for us.
对我们来讲你接受你就得到了这个救恩。
And if you accept, you will receive this salvation immediately.
这是在人看来神愿意用在人看来愚拙的道理拯救相信的人。
But this is something that perhaps the world may see as foolish, but this is the way that God uses to save us.
这实在是有点在人看来有点愚拙。
To man, this seems foolish.
因为如果今天有人告诉我说你要做这个做那个可以赦免你的罪，或者奉献多少钱可以赦免你的罪，我想那个大概更多人会接受。
It seems foolish because today there is people saying to you, you need to do X, do Y, you need to pay this dollar amount, do this other thing.That seems logical for some reason.
不，这是神自己预备的，借他爱子的血预备的。
But no, it is not foolish because this is it is something that God has prepared, and that is the blood that His Son shed.
我们在讲刚才那句话里面讲到他被埋葬。
So let us the passage also said that he was buried.
埋葬其实很简单的理解。
It's very easy to understand what it means to be buried.
什么叫被埋葬呢？
What does it mean to be buried?
埋葬就证明这个人已经死了。
To be buried means that the person has already died.
你像我们今天，如果有一个人还有一口气，没有人会把他埋掉。
If someone was still living, would you bury them?
所以这个埋葬就证明主替我们死了。
The burial represents that he died for us.
好，我们再讲后面还有一句话叫第三天复活了。
And the third part is that he was raised for us.
这个复活很在这个旧约里面，一般人告诉，如果我告诉你主耶稣死，一般人都要告诉你他复活。
So if I were to tell, normally when I tell people that Jesus died for you, and it always goes with that he also rose.
这个复活呢，我想只讲很小的一个点，很小的三个点。
There are three points to this, his resurrection.
我们尽量用我们所能知道的很简单的语言，让所有人都知道神的救恩是怎么回事。
So very simply, this is how we can share to everyone, that what it means, to be saved. What is his salvation?
有第一个句话叫做耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
So the first is that he was given over to man, for our sin.
我们已经讲过了。
We already said that.
今天我们的过犯怎么得赦免？
So today, how can our transgressions be forgiven?
因为我相信有一个人替我死了。
Because I believe that there is a man who died for me.
这个人还不是一个从肉身生的人，从我们离这个跟我们一样的人，这是一个神的儿子道成肉身成了一个人。
He was just not any man, but he was the Son of God, the Word that became flesh.
因此我的过犯就得赦免了。
And therefore my transgressions have been forgiven.
你相信了，他就替他的为你所承受的。
And if you believe, then he.Take care of it for you.
你就得着了。
And then you will receive the salvation.
这是很简单的。
This is very simple.
在我们这边是很简单的。
At least to us, it is very simple.
还有一句话就是说，他复活，为叫我们称义。
And the last part, there's another phrase that says that we're considered righteous by his resurrection. We're justified by his resurrection.
对这句话，我想我还是用过去弟兄的一个比喻讲的比较清楚。
I know there's a brother who shared an analogy that, that helped to clarify this.
什么叫他复活为叫我们称义呢？
What does it mean to be justified by, how are we justified by his resurrection?
或者我们这样讲，我们怎么知道主耶稣替我们死的这样一件事，把我们所有债都还清了呢？
Or in other words, how do we know that his very death paid for all of our debts?
我们怎么知道神完全悦纳了这个赎罪呢？这个救恩，这个神为我们所主耶稣为我们所做的呢？
How do we know that God fully accept what Jesus has done for us?
举个例子，很简单，他们说。
It's a simple example.
他举个例子，我犯了一个罪。
For example, if I did something wrong.
人家要把我关到监狱里关几年。
I broke the law and you take me to prison for several years.
这时候有一个人说，他说我，他愿意替我接受这个刑罚。
So at that time, there was a person who says, you know, I'm willing to go to prison for you.
法官就同意了，就把那个人关到监狱里，把我，就把那个人代替我关到监狱里。
So as a substitute for me, the judge put the other individual into prison instead of me.
你说我什么时候知道？我这个刑罚在法官面前已经被解决了呢。
So, then you, I can know that my judgment has been paid.
是那个人还关监狱的时候，还是那个人被释放的时候？
How do I know that my judgment has been paid? Is it at the moment when that person was taken to prison, or when he was freed from prison?
是他被释放的时候。
It is when he was freed from prison.
他被释放了，我就知道我犯的这个罪。在法官面前已经彻底被对付了。
So only when he was free from prison, only at that moment did I know that then all of my debt has been paid. My debt to the society has been paid.
今天同样，圣经说主为着我们的过犯 站在我们地位上受了刑罚。
So in the same way that Jesus stands for us and he suffered for us and suffered the judgment for us.
我们怎么知道他所受到这个刑罚满足了神一切的要求呢？
How do we know that the judgment he suffered satisfied God's requirement?
因为神让他从死里面复活了。
Because he was risen from the dead.
他复活了，就说明他所承受的那个刑罚已经在神面前完全得着了悦纳。
So the judgment has been fully accepted and received by God because he's risen.
所以说信主的死也要信他的复活。
So we must believe in his death as well as his life.
如果主还没有复活，我们就不知道我们的过犯他到底有没有偿还清楚。
So unless he's resurrected, there's no way for us to know whether or not the judgment, God's judgment has been fully paid.
今天他复活了，我们就知道这个债偿还清楚了。
But because he has resurrected today, we know that we're no longer indebted.
今天我们在主面前到神面前坦然无惧，我们就知道我们的过犯得以赦免。为什么？
So today we can approach him without fear, because?
因为我们知道主所流的血已经洁净了我们一切的罪。
Because we know that his blood, the blood that which he shed has cleansed us of all of our sins.
他复活就证明他所做的这一切在神面前得着了悦纳。
And because he's resurrected, he knows that God has accepted his sacrifice.
但是复活还有一面的意思。
But resurrection has another meaning.
这个讲述我们讲到这个死亡。
We've spoken about death, our death.
其实我们不知道，但是圣经上是这样形容我们的，就神是这样看我们的。
This is how God, the Bible describes us, and this is how God views us.
神说我们是一生怕死而做奴仆的。
So our entire life we are servants, and we're indebted to sin.
或者说我们像奴隶一样，为什么？因为我们怕死。
Our entire life we're as slaves because or bond servants because we're afraid of death.
怕死。
We're fearful of death.
不只是年长的人，我觉得不只是年老的，有这么年轻的也是。
Not just the elderly, but the youth as well.
我可以举个例子，我们就知道神的这句话是真的。
I can give you an example that we know that this is true.
其实在中国我们就知道，当然中国人更对这话更真实，中国人。
I think for the Chinese there, this is much more.
中国人其实很多人很忌讳说到死的这个字。
So when you talk about the word death,
但是我举个例子是我很小的，我在上小学的时候发生一件事。
So sorry, when I was young, when I was in grade school, this happened to me.
我上小学的时候，我有一个同学，上小学四年级，我还是记得比较清楚的。小学四年级。
So in fourth grade,
我有个同学，他有一天，或者跟我开玩笑，或者跟我生气，我当时不知道。
So I had a friend, whether jokingly or truly angry, upset with me.
他有一天，因为我们从家到学校要走上有20分钟的路程。
So it takes about 20 minutes to get to school to my house.
我们家到学校路上有一个水泥做的一个叫水装水的仓库，叫 water tank 一样的水泥做的，是空的其实。
So on the way there was a water tank, a concrete water tank.
那个同学他就。那是我他就用那个粉笔在上面写上，他把我名字写上说高盛岩之墓。
So it was empty, but he used chalk and wrote up on it and says that this is the tomb of me. This, you know, and wrote my name on it.
我其实我那时候才四年级。
I was only fourth grade at the time.
或者三年级，很小，因为我那时候我很小。
So I was very young.
但是有一件事情我记得非常的清楚。
But I remember it very clearly.
就是我到学校的时候，我见到他的时候，我气得浑身发抖。
And when I got to school, I was really upset, angry, and also shaken.
我那是我真的全身在发抖。
I was truly just shaking all over.
你可以想象吗？一个小孩子为什么对死，而且别人只是拿笔写下来死他，你真的这么介意吗？
I don't understand why a child could to have such a reaction to death or to the word of death or even something written about that.
这不是你介意，是因为死的权势在你里面，你外面人不知道，你里面知道。
It is because of the power of death that is that it has over you. You may not know externally, but within you know, you understand.
因为几千年来人就这样赤裸裸的来到世上，然后再这样离开这个世界，没有人进到死里面又复活，没有人，因为我没有看到任何人说他从死里面又活了，没有，没有听过这回事。
There's no other individual who has died and resurrected. Out of these thousands of years, no one has said that this person died and resurrected.
所有人的结局就是你赤裸裸来到这个世上走了一生，结束了。
And the conclusion is that, or the regular route is that you come here, you live your life, and you die, and that's the end of it.
也没有哪个宗教告诉你说他进到死里面又活了，没有。
And there's no other religion that says that he or whoever enter into death and then was resurrected.
但是很奇妙，当我信主之后发生一件事情，我想神是专门做的，但是在我里面印象也是很深的。
So, but when I trusted in the Lord, there's something happened to me. I think this is his doing.
我信主之后应该一年左右，我跟一个弟兄我们坐在一起。
So after I trusted in the Lord, I was sitting with a brother about a year after I believed.
对，我那个弟兄呢，他就拿了一个小，就拿他的 iPad， 他刚买了一个 iPad， 他要对着我做一个电影。
So he was using his iPad to shoot a video of me.
我不知道他是怎么做成，但是他给我看了一下。
And so he showed it to me.
他是怎么做呢？我现在我也不会做。他就把我的照片放上去，或者把我的录像放上去，我不知道他怎么做的。
So he took my photo or a video of me and put it up there.
然后他从远处轰声扔来一个炸弹。然后把我给炸碎了。
And then he did this thing where he sent a bomb over and then it blew me up. And it was a little short video of it.
对，但是我看完之后里面一点感觉都没有。
So after I saw it, I didn't really have much reaction to it.
后来在我突然想起这事的时候，我就发现，对这个事情好像对我没有感觉了，这个死亡的诠释。
And when I thought about this and I thought about what happened in the past, and I said,Well, it seems like I'm not affected by this anymore. It doesn't have any more power over me.
不是因为你想清楚了。
It's not because that you've thought it through.
因为神主耶稣他进到死里面，从死出来的时候，他那个生命证明他已经胜过死亡了。
It is because when he's resurrected, his power, he's proven to the world that he's overcome death.
今天那个生命赐给你我们里面就有一个胜过死亡的这个能力。
And if this life was given to you and I today, we too will also have the power to overcome death.
所以圣经是这样讲，圣经说，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
So God, the Bible says that God took away,
lose the pain of death.
For death cannot keep him.
就是圣经其实是这样讲，圣经说主为了我们进到了阴间里面去。
The Bible says that he entered into the belly of death, hell for us.
对，他进到阴间里面。
He entered into the depth of death for us.
今天如果我们进到阴间里，我没有听说任何一个人可以从阴间里出来的。
I don't know anyone can escape from hell, from the depth of death.
没有听过，也没有听过其他宗教这样讲过。
I don't know of any other religion, any religion that says that.
没有。
No.
这个圣经讲说主耶稣为我们进到了死。
Only the Bible tells us that Jesus entered into death for us.
但是死不能拘禁他。
But death cannot hold him.
因为他没有犯罪。
Because he has not sinned.
死就抓不住他任何东西。
And there's nothing for sin to grab onto, to hold him and to keep him.
就他从死里面出来的时候，就把阴间和死亡的钥匙夺在了手里。
And when he escaped and burst out, he took the keys of hell.
对，阴间和死亡的钥匙。
He took the keys of hell and death.
我们是这件事情的见证。
And so we are testimonies to that.
讲到这一点，我想我跟我母亲传福音的时候，我母亲有一个最她最得意的问题，她觉得我没有回答的问题就在这一点。
So when I was sharing the gospel to my mom and There's one thing she felt I didn't really answer her. It was here.
因为她觉得主耶稣从死里复活，她说我看不到。
Because she says that I can't see that Jesus was resurrected.
所以她我每次讲到我说主从死里复活，她就说那你给我看一下。
So every time I talk about Jesus' resurrection, she says, can you show me?
我说我做不到。
And I said, it's not something I can do.
她说那我就不信。
And then she says, oh, then I don't want to believe.
但是你知道主耶稣从死里复活，今天我们不仅知道神的话是这样讲的。
Today, not in regarding his resurrection, not only does God's word says this.
每一个信主人都知道主耶稣从死里复活了。
And everyone who believes in him knows that he's resurrected.
怎么知道的？
How do we know?
你怎么知道主耶稣后来升到宝座上去了？
How do you know that Jesus is sitting, risen and sitting upon the throne?
我没有见过主耶稣复活。
I didn't see his resurrection.
因为主从死里复活的时候，那是在第一世纪，我们都不在。
That was in the first century. There's none of us were around back then.
今天我们怎么知道主确确实实已经从死里复活了？
How can we be assured that he is today? He's resurrected and sitting on the throne.
因为圣经说他从父神得着了所应许的圣灵，他把从父所应许，他把父所应许的圣灵浇灌了下来。
Because the Bible says that he sent the Holy Spirit to us. The promise that was promised by the Father.
今天我们有这个圣灵，我们就知道主耶稣复活，从死里面复活了。
Today, because we have the Holy Spirit, we know that he's resurrected.
我想举个例子，我们就知道这个是解释一下为什么信主的人好像说我看不到，我就不相信。我解释一下这个，举一个小例子，我们就知道这怎么，这是误区在什么地方。
So let me give you example, another example.
我们都知道天上如果有一只鸟在飞来飞去。
Today we know, for example, if there's a bird that's flying up in the sky.
如果这个鸟是人所创造的这个机器的，我们就知道它是靠电池在那里可以飞。
So if it's a mechanical bird, we know that it's probably a battery-powered bird.
但如果今天你在外面看有一只鸟在那飞来飞去，你说靠什么在飞呢？
So today, if you see a bird that's flying, and how is it flying? What is it flying by?
你觉得靠什么呢？
What do you think it's flying by?
靠生命在飞。
It's flying by life, because it has life.
但如果有一个人说，他说这生命到底在哪里呢？生命什么样子呢？
But if someone says, what's life? What does life look like?
你把这个生命指给我看一看。
Can you show me life? Can you point it out to me?
好，你就把这只鸟抓过来。
And when you can take this bird.
你把他的头从上到下劈成两半。
Even if you dissect it.
结果呢？
What and then?
生命就不见了。
Life disappears.
这个生命你看不到。
This life is not something you can see.
你不能说我把这个鸟劈成两半，我要看看里面生命怎么样。No, 你看不到。
It's not that you can open up the bird and see where is life. That's not something you can see. That's not visible.
但如果神有一天把这个生命赐给你，你就可以经历这个生命里面的能力和丰富。
But if one day God gives this life to you, and then you will be able to experience the fullness and abundance of this life.
你得着这个生命，你就知道怎么飞。
And once you have this life, then you know how to fly.
或者你就知道这个飞的，你有飞的能力。
Or if you have the ability to fly.
你没有这个生命。
If you don't have this life.
你就没有这个能力。
Then you don't have the ability.
今天主耶稣从死里复活，同样。
Today, when Jesus resurrected, it's the same.
得着这个死里复活的生命。
He has this resurrected life.
你就知道怎么向死亡夸胜。
Then you will also know how to overcome death.
所以圣经是这样讲的，圣经说，神爱世人。
So the Bible says this, that God so, for he so loved the world.
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
使一切相信的。
So that all who trust in him.
不至于灭亡。
Shall not perish.
反倒可以得着什么呢？
But shall receive. Receive what?
得着这个永远的生命。
To receive eternal life.
你得着了这个生命，你就知道神是真的。
When you receive this eternal life, then you will know that he is real.
你得到这个生命，就知道死亡的权势今天在你我的身上失去了他那个拘禁的能力。
When you have this life, then you will also know that death has no more power on you.
你不需要在头脑里面知道我要面对死亡，不需要。
And you don't need to be fearful and to think of that one day I need to be faced with death.
生命在你里面的时候，你突然这个死亡在你里面的这个拘禁的能力就失去了。
And when there's life in you, the power of death is no longer there.
你不知道它怎么失去的。
And you don't know how it's wise or how it no longer it just how it disappears.
这是因为主耶稣从死里面已经复活了。
This is because that our Lord Jesus was resurrected, has already resurrected.
好，我要再关于复活，我要再讲最后一个点。
So I want to share with you one more point in regards to resurrection.
主的这个复活呢，让我们有重生的盼望。
So his resurrection gives us hope.
我们先看在神的眼中，我们这一生到底是什么样子，在神的眼中。
So our entire life, how does God view our life?
因为其实很多人不知道这一生是什么样子的。
Some people may not know how their what life is like. What?
因为我们这一生都在忙忙碌碌。
Because we spend our entire life very busy with all kinds of things.
我们有我们的目标。
We have our goals.
并且为了这个目标，我们在忙碌。
And for our goals, we work hard and we're busy.
其实我们内心都知道，有一天我们要去一条圣经说去而不返的路。
So for we know one day we'll be on a way where there is no return.
但是我们还是不知道，我们还是觉得这一生非常的有我非常的有意义。
But we regardless we continue to feel that this life is so meaningful.
我们看一下，我选了一段圣经，让我们看到在神的眼中，当人一个人醒悟的时候，他突然发现在神的眼中，我们这一生是什么样子呢？
So there's a passage I want to share with you in the Bible that when our eyes are finally open, how do we see this life? How's this life in before God?
诗篇九十篇，我们只读三节，八节到第十节。
It's Psalm 8 to 10.
8 to 10. 好，我念我一节念我们一节节念，第一节，第八节，诗篇九十篇第八节。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sin in the light of thy countenance.
你突然发现，我们这一生好像神都知道。
It seems as if he is aware of all our days.
每天所做的恶事，这里面还讲了一个叫隐恶。
All the iniquities and even the secret sins he is aware of.
就是别人都不知道我里面产生的一种意念，或者是暗中做的事情。
Or those things we do in secret are the things that no one else knows but us.
这里面说神都在神的面光中。
And all of this is before him.
圣经说主是审判隐秘事的主。
And the Bible says that he is a judge who judges even the secret sins.
所以今天人做事情，觉得今天人的生活在神的眼中就是这样子。我们的罪孽摆在你面前，我们的隐恶都摆在你的面光之中。
This is our life. We set our iniquities before him. We set our secret sins in the light of his face.
我们再读第九节，我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our years are three scores and ten, or 120 years, and sorry.70 or 80. If we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
劳苦愁烦
Trouble and sorrow.
我们能夸什么呢
What can we boast about?
只能夸这一生你的苦楚
We can only boast of our sorrows.
因为我们有什么指望
Because there is no hope.
圣经说恶人其实是以心愿夸口的，就恶人夸口心愿。
So he says, God says those who are wicked are the wicked who boast or are boastful.
就是我夸口，我这生要做这个，我做这个，完成这个，这是我的目标。
And we boast about we want to do this, we want to complete this, and get to that point.
但神说，其实我们这个气息一旦被拿掉，我们那个心愿没有人接着完成的，那个心愿立刻就成空了。
And what God says that if you were to take away this breath from us, there's nothing else we can do. Our hopes cannot be fulfilled, and we're done.
但是我们没有办法，这就是我们的生命。
This is our life.
我们从肉身得着了这样一个生命。
The life of the flesh, the physical life.
我没有指望。
It is without hope.
在神眼中，我们一生就像一声叹息一样。
And our entire life is as if but a big sigh.
就这一生走到终点，人叹息这一生，就离开了这个世界。
And in the end of it, we take our last breath and we're gone.
你不知道你这，我们不知道我们这一生所做什么事可以带到神面前，不知道。
We don't know what we can possibly do in this life till that will be brought before God.
但我们知道还有很多人说，我接触过人，我也知道很多人的想法，就是说，那这一生如果这样的话，我们就不如享乐。
Now, I also know people who says that if life is this way, then we should enjoy ourselves.
我们不知道神还要神赐给我们这一生，难道神不审判这一生吗？
But he gave us life, this life. Will he not judge this life?
我想了一个，我这个比喻我以前没有准备，但是我突然想起来有一个小小的比喻。
So I thought of this analogy. Remember this analogy.
他说有一个人在森林里走路的时候突然间捡到了一袋很漂亮的小石子 在这个袋子里装的。
So a person was walking through the forest and he came upon a bag full of beautiful little stones.
他就很想珍惜这一袋小石子，很漂亮，里面都每一颗都很漂亮。
So he wanted to, it was a very beautiful bag of pebbles and he really treasured it.
但他走路的时候他就很无聊。他 在森林中走路，因为他很无聊，他就时不时从里面拿出一个石子，就是到远处扔去，扔着玩。
So he was bored as he was walking through the forest, and he started taking out little pebbles and throwing them.
他这条路走到尽头的时候，他就把所有石子都几乎扔完了。
And when he came to the end of the trail, he has thrown away all the little pebbles.
当然他最后的时候他还留了一小颗，他说这一颗我拿回家。
So at the end, he still had one more left. He says, I'm going to take this one home.
他拿回家，后来他就有一天他一个朋友到他家里，看到这个石子。
And so one day, his friend came over and saw this little pebble.
他朋友说这个石子很漂亮，但是好像是一个珍宝，我帮你鉴定一下。
And so he says that this one seems, could be a possibly be a precious stone. Let me verify for you.
后来果然是。
And it turned out to be so.
那你觉得这个人后来，这个故事后面我都不用讲，但是你觉得这个人他心里会怎么想呢？
So how do you think this individual will feel at the end of the story?
其实这就是我们的一生。
This is our life.
你觉得神赐给我们这一生，就是让我们没有意义的整天吃吃喝，劳苦愁烦吗？
Do you think that he gave this life to us so that every day we can eat, drink, and sleep, and just worry about nothing?
我们就这样荒废这一生，到最后的时候，我们到神的面前，告诉神，神告诉说，这是我赐给你的日子，你就这样过，神就把这全摆在我面前，我们能逃过这个审判吗？
Until the day that we meet him face to face, and he says that this is the days and lives I gave you, and what have you to show for it? And there's a judgment for that.
其实我知道有些人在这一生结束之前，已经对这个厌倦了。
I think a lot of people already
就有些人在他这个生命结束以前，他其实已经厌倦他的生命。
So I think they have already tried their life before it even comes to an end.
对，因为我听过一个小例子，但我不知道是真实的，但我想是很有意义的。
I heard of this story. I don't know if it's true, but
他讲这个在日本因为压力很大，很多人就自杀了。
So in Japan, because of pressure, there's so much work pressure that a lot of people commit suicide.
他说有一个河边好像人很容易在那里自杀。
So there's a, I guess there's a lake or something where people like to go and, you know, kill themselves.
这个人想了很多办法，没有办法可以阻止这样一件事。
So there's no way for people to stop people from doing this.
后来有人就把圣经上一句话写上去了。
And so they wrote one thing from the Bible.
他说，就是有一句话叫人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So it says that for everyone there's death, and after that there's the judgment.
说从那以后，好像自杀率就减少了。
And it seems from after that, there's a lot less suicides.
因为很多人以为死亡就是一个解脱。
Because a lot of people feel that death is a release. Death is a.
死亡是一个终点。
It is an end.
其实不。
But it is not the end.
还有审判。
There's also the judgment after that.
但是神已经预备了逃脱审判的路。
But God has already prepared a way for us.
不只是我刚才讲的，主的宝血可以让我们逃脱一生所犯的过犯的这个审判。
Not only the blood that He has shed that may free us from this judgment.
神还要让我们这一生从现在开始，你就开始得到一个新的生命的指望。
But even now, He gives you hope in this life that you can start.
圣经是原话是这样讲的。
This is what the Bible says.
彼得前书一章三节，他这样说。他
First Peter 1:3.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So which according to the abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
重生了我们。
He gave us a new birth.
所以圣经说我们这些人，你真正信主的，圣经有一个圣经说我们不是从人意生的。
So we're not born of man.
不是从情欲生的。
And not born of desire.
也不是从血气生的。
And not born of flesh.
我们是从神生的。
And we're born of Him.
这就像我们肉身从肉身得到一个生命一样。
It's just like our flesh to have a flesh earthly life.
我们不知道我们怎么得到这个生命的。
For we don't know how this life came about.
但今天人信主，就从主得着了一个生命。
But when you trust in Him, you will receive life from Him.
圣经有一句话是这样讲，他说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的。”
And for the Bible says this that if you're in Christ, you're a new creation.
若人得到这个生命，他得到这个是全新的，全新的生命。
If you receive this new life,
但是这个神是怎么做到的呢？
But how did God accomplish this?
其实我们不知道神是怎么做到的。
We don't know how He did this.
圣经只是用很简单一句话告诉我们说，你们得在基督里是本乎神。
And so for the Bible simply tells us that it is for us to be in Christ, it is from God.
神有一天把我们放到基督里了。
So one day He has placed us inside Christ.
神就让基督成为我们的智慧
And so He became our wisdom,
公义
our righteousness,
圣洁
our holiness,
和救赎
and our salvation.
神怎么做到的呢
How did He do this?
我们不知道神怎么做到的
We don't know how He accomplished it.
但是你相信就得着了
But if you believe, you will receive.
神的救恩非常的神在这一面让我们理解的非常的简单
This is very simple. It's very simple for us to understand this.
没有人到神面前说你今天讲的经文我听不懂。
No one will go to God and says, "The gospel you share, salvation you share, I don't understand."
我不知道我的罪怎么得赦免。
I don't know how my sin can be forgiven.
我不知道怎么脱离死亡的捆绑。
I don't know how to escape from the grasp of death.
我不知道怎么得到永生的盼望。
I don't know how to receive, or I don't know how to receive the eternal hope.
我不知道怎么样进入永生。
Or I don't know how to enter into eternal life.
每个人都听到了。
Everyone has heard.
非常简单的。
It is very simple.
在我们这一面需要做什么呢
？What do we need to do?
就是相信和接受。
We only need to believe and accept.
圣经里面有一个比喻，这是我之前在预备的时候有一个比喻，让我圣经主自己用的一个比喻，一句话，我想我还是用出来，让我们知道神的心意。
There's a parable in the Bible I want to share with you.
神说，一个天国有一个王为他儿子娶亲。
So there's a there's a king who was looking for a wife for his son.
他预备了一个筵席，就是婚宴。
And so he prepared a banquet.
就时候到的时候呢，他就派他的仆人都出去。
And when the time came about, he sent out his servant.
他只告诉仆人，他说只让仆人对那些被招来的人说一句话。
And he says to for his servant to say to those whom they bring forth.
他说你去告诉他们。
You should go and tell them.
样样都预备好了。
That everything has been prepared.
你来。
You only need to come.
样样都预备好了。
All has been prepared.
一切需要受了，一切需要神解决我们在这个在这一生所有一切的难处的。神说：“我预备好了。”
So everything that will take care of the difficulties in our life, God says that it's been prepared.
你来。
You only need to come.
你相信接受。
Come, believe and accept.
这个罪的一切要受刑罚的这个刑罚，神说我已经替你解决了。
All the judgment that is in store for you, I've taken care of.
从感谢的心相信接受，这就是神就预备好的。
Come, receive and believe.
神说这个生命我也为你预备好了。
I've also prepared this life for you.
就像我们从肉身中得着了一个生命。
Just like the life we have, the fleshly, the earthly life.
你得到这个生命，你这一生就在这个生命里面经历这个生命的智慧，经历这个生命里面当然有它的败坏。
And when you have this earthly life, this is a life that you experience in your life.
经历这个生命里面最终的虚空。
And here in the earthly life, you enjoy the failures, the vain, the emptiness.
神说我今天赐给你一个新的生命。
But today God says I've given to you a new life.
从今天开始，这个生命。
And from this day on forth, this new life,
这个生命里面的一切的能力，一切的丰富，一切的得胜，
all the power, all the abundance, all the fullness, and all the victories,
都在这里面。
They're all within this life.
你在这个生命中不断的成长，就知道这个生命的丰富。
And as you continue to grow in this life, you will come to experience the abundance of this life.
这是神赐给我们的。
This is something that God has given to us.
我不知道很多东西我们都不知道神怎么做到的。
We really don't know how God accomplishes or achieves this.
但神在我们这边非常简单。
But he tells it very simply to us.
你把你的心敞开。
Open your heart.
说我愿意。
Just say I am willing.
因为在此只是在我们这一面你只有愿意和不愿意的选择。
Because there's not much of a choice here. The only choice you have is either you're willing or unwilling.
如果你还要第二条路，说我可以逃脱审判，我今天在这里很可以说，神没有设下第二条路，没有留第二条路让你逃脱这个。
If you say I want another option to escape from death and judgment, and but God here says there is no other way.
神说天上地上
，He says in heaven and earth,
天下人间只有靠着这一个名可以得救。
There is only by one name.By which we can be saved.
只有这，主耶稣说他就是那个道路。
For Jesus says that he is the way.
他是那个真理。
He is the truth.
他也是那个生命。
And he is also life.
你若不借着他，没有人可以到父那里去。
Unless it is through him that no one may enter on to the Father.
我再回到刚开始讲的那句话，神知道人既然。靠自己的智，世人既然靠自己的智慧不能认识他。
So the man cannot know God by our own wisdom and understanding.
神愿意用人看为愚拙的道理来拯救那些信的人。
But he used that which seemed foolish to man to save us.
今天我所讲这些，在人看来好像是很愚昧的。
Perhaps what we said seems foolish to you. Perhaps.
你怎么相信就得赦免了呢？
You only need to believe and you'll be saved.
你怎么相信就得到这个生命了呢？
How can you be saved and receive this life?
你怎么什么都不做就得到这个救恩了呢？
How can you do nothing and receive this salvation?
如果我真的要受刑罚，我怎么可能不赔偿这个罪，我就能逃脱审判呢？
If I were to suffer a judgment, how can I not suffer that judgment and to have it be paid in full?
所以我一开始就讲， 这个救恩是神自己预备的。
As I said in the beginning, that this salvation is salvation that God Himself has prepared.
在我们这一面，你接受，你就接受了神预备的救恩。
If you accept, you have accepted the salvation that He has prepared.
人若拒绝这个救恩
，If you reject it.
所以刚才说神的这个，神所预备的这一切，你就要自己想，重新想到自己的办法。
Then, if you reject it, then you must figure out a way to deal with it on your own, all the things that He has prepared for you.
所以圣经里面讲说，神差他的儿子来到地上。
The Bible says that He sent His Son to earth.
不是要审判我们。
It is not to judge us.
不是审判我们。
It is not to judge us.
如果神要审判我们，神就不需要差他儿子来。
If his intent was to condemn us, if his intent was to condemn us, then he would not send his son.
是要我们借着他得救。
But rather, we may be saved through his son.
是一切凡相信他的。
So that all who believes in him
不至灭亡
shall not perish.
反得着一个存到永远的生命。
But have an everlasting life.
好，神也，我们这些神也这样说，我们这些人就是已经信主的。
So he says to regards us who believe in him.
神差遣我们呢，像做基督的使者。
He his calling to us is to be his missionaries.
劝你们与神和好。
To preach his gospel, to reconciliation to him, to all.
因为我们知道，我们都是与神为敌的。
Because for we know that in the beginning we were all enemies of God.
圣经说我们都不认识神。
When we do not know Him.
没有神。
There is no, when we think that there is no God.
神一切的祝福在我们里面都没，我们都不知道神一切的祝福和丰富都不知道。
We don't, and before we knew Him, we know not of His blessing or of His abundance.
但是今天神用他百般的智慧让我们听到了这个福音。
But today he's blessed us with this gospel.
我们知道这个救恩把我们也圈在了里面。
And we know that he gave us this salvation in us.
当圣经说是一切相信他的。
The Bible says that all who trust in him.
一切相信他的。
All who trust in him.
包括你。
Including you.
包括我。
Including me.
你只要相信
if you trust, if you believe,
你就得着了
then you will receive.
这个救恩包括你和我
and this salvation is for you and I.
但今天的难处不在于神
but today's challenge is not on God's side.
今天的难处在于我们
the challenge here is with us, with ourselves.
就像过去弟兄讲，我们的心像一道门一样。
Just like our brother said in the past, our heart is like a door.
里面那个栓在我们这一边。
The
lock.
The knob. The lock is on our side.
神那边已经预备好要赐给我们这一切。
So he prepared all these things for us.
在我们这一边，有谁愿意把心敞开，说我愿意接受这一切，我谢谢你为我预备的这一切。
So it's up to us to open our hearts and say, yes, thank you, I'm willing to accept this.
神知道你的意念。
God knows your heart.
你不必担心我得到这一切，你的救恩，你的生命到底是多丰富的，我还是不知道。
You cannot say, I don't know how abundant your life is.
或者你说我得到救恩之后我该怎么生活，我还不知道。
Or to say, I don't know how to live this life after you've received it.
甚至我怎么相信我也不知道。
Or I don't know how to believe.
但是你知道神知道。
But you know that God knows.
神只是问你愿不愿意把心敞开接受他。
And God, all God needs from you is to whether or not you're willing to open your heart.
接受他所预备的。
To accept that what he has prepared for you.
因为这个预备是为人人所预备的。
Because this is prepared for all.
好，我在这里的时候我想我问一下我们当中听到了这个很简单的福音在我们这一面。
So I'd like to ask that for everyone who has heard this very simple gospel.
我们听到了神预备的他的救法。
We heard of his salvation for us.
我也在众人面前说，这个救法是神自己预备的，不是我们编出来。
And this is also a salvation that he has prepared. It's not something that we've came up with.
如果你说我愿意接受，
willing,
接受神你自己的救法。
If you're willing to accept his salvation.
我谢谢你为我所做的这一切。
And to say thank you for all that you've done for me.
我请你可以把手举起来，让我们知道你。
Can you raise your hand?
因为我们可以为你一同祷告。
So that we can pray for you.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好，感谢主，请把手放下。还有我们当中还有人说愿意接受神的这个救恩。
Anyone else that's willing to accept the salvation?
其实我们听过，我们的心就像一个黑暗的房间一样。
So our heart is like a darkened room.
我们需要光照进去。
We need light into it.
今天人怎么把心里面，如果这个房间是黑暗的，你怎么把这个黑暗赶出去？
If there's darkness in this room, how do you bring light into this room? How do you cast away the darkness?
有没有人在房间把黑暗赶出，知道怎么告诉我怎么把房间黑暗赶出去？
How do you cast out the darkness in a room?
我们无法把黑暗赶出去。
We cannot cast out darkness.
但是你把光引进来，黑暗就出去了。
But the moment we bring forth light into the room, darkness.
今天我们一生的目的，我们不知道在哪里。
Today's life, we may not know the purpose of our life today.
我们一生只知道在地上劳苦，我们不知道我们的终点在哪里。
We don't know where we're struggling and working our entire life. We don't know where the goal is. The destination is.
我们也知道我们一生做了很多的事情，别人不知道，但是我们自己也无法忘记的。
Today we've also done a lot of stuff that perhaps we have also forgotten.
我们知道我们有些人自己都不能原谅自己。
And we know also that we may not forgive ourselves sometimes.
我们无法让我们这些东西得到赦免，我们不知道怎么得到赦免。
And we don't know how to be forgiven.
我们不知道怎么得到这个重新得到一个新的生命，让一切从头开始，我们不知道。
We don't know how to start from the over.
我们不知道路在哪里。
We don't know where the way is.
当你把心敞开的时候，这个光进去的时候，黑暗就出去了。
But when we open our heart, the darkness will be gone because there will be light.
如果在十年前，我也不知道我来美国，我的方向在哪里。
10 years ago when I came to America, I didn't know what my directions were.
当然我说不知道是因为我在今天我说我不知道，那个时候我以为我知道。
But today I said I don't know, but at that time I thought I knew.
当你信主之后，当你里面得着，重新得着这个生命之后，你才知道神是真的。
Only after you receive this life, then only then do you know that God is real.
你才知道神创造我们，原来神赐给我们气息，每一天我们得到这个气息，原来神在背后有一个目的，有一个荣耀的旨意。
So he gave us breath, and but behind it, there's this glorious hope for us. There's a will for us. There's a desire for us.
你才知道神让我们今天在地上，不是让我们在劳苦叹息里面打转。
And today on earth, he doesn't want us to just run in circles.
但唯有这个光进到我们里面，我们才这个黑暗才能被除去。
Only when the light enters into our life will darkness depart.
所以今天我们当中还有人说我愿意接受这个光。
So do you have any other brothers and sisters who says you're willing to accept this light?
我承认很多事情我不知道。
Or that there are a lot of these things I don't know.
但是我今天听到了这个救恩。
But today I've heard of this gospel.
我愿意敞开心，
得着它。I'm willing to open my heart.
我请你把手能够举一下。
If you could raise your hand.
好，我感谢主。
Thank you. Thank the Lord.
圣经里面有一个故事，讲了挪亚方舟的故事。
So in the Bible, there's a story about Noah's Ark.
我为什么要提这个故事呢？
Why do I mention, want to mention the story?
因为有一次我听到有一个人从福音营回来，一个人从福音营回来。
Because I heard when I came back from Gospel Camp.
他告诉我。
He told me.
他说福音营讲员在上面一遍一遍呼召，有的时候还说最后有没有最后一位。
And so the person up there preaching saying that one more person you know repeatedly.
他说我感觉你们好像在推销东西一样。
I feel like you guys are selling something.
好像要把东西给不断的说出去，有没有最后一位买？有没有像拍卖东西一样
？And as if you're trying to sell something, sell the last item.
不，你听我讲，有一句话我在这里还是要讲明白，让我们都知道。
So I want to just clarify here.
我们或多或少都听过挪亚方舟的故事。
We've all heard of the story of Noah's Ark.
神预备了一个方舟。
That he prepared an ark, a boat.
为了让人逃避这个洪水，就是审判。
So that people can escape the flood.
只有挪亚一家相信了。
Only Noah and his family believed.
但是有一件事我们要明白，我们常常不太明白的一件事情是，后来挪亚他一家就进到了方舟里面。
So Noah and his entire family entered into the ark.
那个时代，他身边的邻居，所有人听到这个，没有人相信。
So everyone around them did not, when they heard of this, they did not believe.
但是你想一想，后来洪水就不断的下雨，下了四十多天雨，那个洪水是一点点涨上去的。
And so it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and the water grew gradually.
你觉得难道就没有一个人后来又去敲门说，我现在看到下雨了，我要进去。
And you can see that perhaps there are people knocking on the door saying, it's raining now, I need to get in.
难道没有一个人那个时候看到雨的时候进去吗？
Were there no one who sort of just didn't want to get into the boat?
当然，也许人的骄傲有的时候是会蒙蔽我们眼睛的。
Perhaps they were prideful and they didn't, they, or they could not see.
你人的骄傲是因为接受一个你从来，这是需要人降卑下来的。
But we need to humble ourselves.
但是有一件事，我想有一个解释是答案是这样子的。
And I think the explanation is this.
因为在挪亚方舟那一章圣经里面有一句话是这样说的。
I think in the story, there's a phrase that says this.
神把挪亚关在了里面。
And that God shut Noah and his family in the ark.
那个方舟的门是神关上的。
The door was closed by God.
神的时候到了。
And when the time came,
门就关上了。
The door closed.
神关上的门，人是开不了的。
When he closes a door, man cannot open.
今天有一件事我们还可以很确定的讲。
Today we can be certain about one thing.
今天这个救恩的门还敞开着。
Today the door to the gospel is still open.
人人都可以进来。
Anyone can enter.
今天你向神说我愿意，神说来。
And today you can say you're willing and God will say come.
基督徒很少为明天夸口的。为明天夸口。
We usually don't boast for tomorrow.
我不知道明天神是不是还给我们机会，我不知道。
I don't know if God will give us another opportunity tomorrow.
但是今天我们知道是一个机会。
But we know today is an opportunity.
这么简单的救恩在我们这边。
It's such a simple gospel salvation.
人只需要说我愿意把心敞开。
And God and man, we only need to open our hearts.
我愿意得到这个。
We need to receive.
以后的路怎么走？
How do we walk the way ahead?
神知道。
God knows.
但是起头在于你得着这个生命。
But first, you must receive this life.
你得着你这一生过犯要在神面前得着赦免。
And you need to be forgiven of your sins.
这是一个起头。
This is a beginning. This is a starting point.
今天这个门还敞开着。
And today, the door is open.
今天神没有关上这个救恩的门。
Today, God did not close the door of salvation.
所以今天也是一个机会。
And today is also an opportunity.
凡谦卑下来领受的。
And all those who humble themselves and receive.
你要得到神所预备的。
You'll receive what God has prepared.
不是人预备的。
It's not what man has prepared.
神预备的。
It's what God has prepared.
说我们当中如果还有一位，还有没有在这个时候愿意说，我愿意谦卑下来？
Is anyone else willing to say I'm willing to humble myself?
我愿意接受神你预备的。
And I'm willing to receive what God has prepared.
我愿意接受你让我重新一个开始。
I'm willing to start over.
我知道今天还有机会。
I know that today there's still an opportunity.
我不知道明天是不是还有机会。
I don't know if tomorrow if there will be an opportunity.
但我就想在今天接受这个救恩。
But today I want to receive this salvation.
甚至有些人心里面说还我还有疑惑。
Even if you still have doubts in your heart.
主，但是我愿意。
But Lord, I'm willing.
我知道你从远处知道我的意念。
I know that you know my heart from far off.
求你除去我心中的疑惑。
Please take away the doubts in my heart.
求你让我相信。
May you help me to trust and believe.
还有谁愿意？
Anyone else willing?
向神举手的。
Please raise your hand.
我们求你在这个时候向神举手。
So we ask you to raise your hand.
你对我们来讲，这是你的一个见证。
And to us is a testimony.
这不是你觉得羞耻的地方。
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
因为这个救恩本身是荣耀的。
For this salvation is glory salvation.
是向着死亡夸胜的。
It is to to be victorious over death.
是向着这个虚空的人生夸胜的。
It is to be victorious over this life of emptiness.
是向着我们过去一切所犯的显明的和隐藏的恶夸胜的。
It is to be victorious towards all the sins and iniquities and the hidden sins.
这个神是荣耀的。
And for this God is glorious.
不是羞耻的，不是让我们觉得很羞愧的举手。
It is not a shameful thing to do.
这神是足以让我们向这个世界来见证。有一位神是真的。
This is towards the world to testify that there is one God and that He is real.
愿意为我们罪死。
That He is willing to die. That He died for us.
并且进到死里面。
And He entered into death.
从死里面夺取了阴间和死亡的钥匙。
And took the keys to death and hell.
把他生命赐给了我们。
And gave us life.
所以今天还有人愿意举手，我想还有一个机会，我们。给你机会，让你向神见证你的心意。
I think there's one. Is anyone else still willing? There's an opportunity here for you to testify to God.
好，我们最后，我们还是我们一起唱一首很短的诗歌，《圣徒诗歌》33首。
Let's sing hymn 33. For He is a true and living God.
今天你举手了，你要跟我们一同唱这首歌。
And if you raise your hand, you should sing the hymn with us too.
你还没有举手的。
If you didn't raise your hand,
神还要再怜悯我们。
And God will continue to lead us.
因为真的就是真的。
For what is true is true.
神他成就大事，为爱世人生之赐下的圣子，献上他性命为人赎罪受害，用生门一打开，人人可进来。赞美主，赞美主，全地听主声音，赞美主，赞美主，万民兴旺欢喜。哦，来亲近父神，接爱子耶稣，愿神所成大事，荣耀他不住。何等万倍救恩，借宝血赎价，凡心者可领许身应许就发。虽然罪孽深重， 若真心相信，必力从主耶稣的赦免接近。赞美主，赞美主，全地听主声音。赞美主，赞美主，万民喜乐欢喜。后来亲近父神，接爱子耶稣，耶稣所成大事，荣耀发不住。神一直教我们，他说成大事，欢乐和大结因耶稣他爱子，更大更深惊喜将真当心里，当我们的面前主耶稣荣幸。赞美主，赞美主，全地听主声音。赞美主，赞美主，万民喜乐欢喜。后来听见父神接爱子耶稣，耶稣所成大事，荣耀他不住。
我想请我们灵会弟兄为我们举手的，我们刚才举手的和邀请来还没有举手的，或者还有疑惑的，为我们有点为我们一同在神面前做祝福祷告。
So I ask our brother to give a prayer blessing for all those who raise their hand and those who are still seeking.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head.
主耶稣，我们是在我们众人一同来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we all come before you.
一起来见证主你自己的生命。
And we came in testimony of your life.
主你的生命不是世界上的生命。
For your life is different from the life of this world.
主啊，你的生命是从父神来的生命。
For your life comes from the Father.
我们是在感谢你。
And we thank you.
主，因为主你自己这样爱的生命在我们里面。
For such love from your life is in us.
主，你将曾是肉心的，曾是石头的心变成了肉心。
For you've turned our hearts of stone.Into hearts of flesh.
将原本在黑暗中的，在黑暗牢笼里的人，主啊，能够今天见到你生命的光。
And that all of, that those of us who were that we who are in darkness can be in your light today.
可以接受主你自己。
That we can receive yourself.
接受这真实的生命。
That we can receive the true and living God, life.
存到永远的生命。
And an eternal life.
我们感谢你，都是你自己做的工作。
We thank you for it is your work.
主，你不仅领导我们相信你的人。
Not only do you lead those who believe in you.
今天主，我们感谢你，你又见证主你自己这样宝贵的生命。
And we thank you for testifying, be a testament to your life.
又有新的弟兄姐妹，弟兄或姐妹愿意接受你。
That there are those who are willing to accept and receive you.
成为神家中的人。
And to become part of your family.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为这是你自己的工作。
For this is your work.
主，你在十字架上的工作。
And for it is your work of your cross.
主，你流出宝血。
For you shed your blood.
主，你洗净了凡相信你、接受你人的罪。
And that you have cleansed of the sin of all those who trust in you.
你不仅洗净我们的罪。
Not only do you cleanse us of our sins.
你进入死亡，在从死亡。
But you venture into death.
你战胜了死亡，从死亡出来进入生命。
For you enter into death, overcame death, and has now resurrected.
因为你坐在父神右边了。
And now you're seated beside the Father.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你走过的这一切不是为着你自己。
For this path that you walked is not for your own sake.
你是为着凡接受你、相信你的每一个人。
But you've done this for the sake of all those who believe in you.
我们为着这样极有所得的恩，我们实在要敬拜你。
For this type, this grace, that we thank you.
我们今天特别为着相信你，在世人面前，在天使面前举手见证，相信你，接受你的新的弟兄姐妹。
We especially want to thank you for the brothers and sisters who are willing to testify before heaven and earth that.
我们为他们祷告。
And we want to pray for them.
愿他们一生在你的恩典当中。
May they, may their life, entire life be in your grace.
主，你说你与父神连接，我们相信你的与你连接。
And for you said that all of, that you are connected to the Father, and all who, all of us who trust in you is also connected to the Father.
主，你在哪里？相信你的人都在哪里。
So wherever you are, all those who trust in you, there they are as well.
有这位一位，有这样一位，创造宇宙天地万物的神，做我们作为我们的主。
For we have such a such a God who a Lord who is a creator of heaven and earth.
主啊，我们这一生都在你的手中。
That our entire life is in your hand.
何等的祝福，何等的恩典。
And how blessed we are, and how full how grace.
愿意你格外祝福。
And especially thank you for your blessing.
今天接受你。
And that they may come to receive you.
主啊，让实在是让他们的生命从今天起，实在是进入你丰盛生命的时候。
And may they enter into the abundance of your life starting from today.
主啊，与众弟兄姐妹一同。
With all the brothers and sisters.
主啊，见证主你自己的道。
And to be a testimony to your word.
让他们这一生，无论是经过。
That in their life, no matter what they may experience.
人生的低谷，人生的高峰。
That whether it's the valleys in the darkness of our life or the peace.
主，你是他们的主，你作王掌权。
But you will always be their God, and that you will be their king.
这一生只有祝福。
And it will be a life only filled with blessings.
主，因为你就是祝福。
For you yourself is a blessing.
祝福不是世界所看的祝福。
Yourself is the blessing. It's not a blessing that the world can understand.
这个祝福是永远生命的祝福。
But it is a blessing of eternal life.
我们感谢赞美你。
And Lord, we thank and praise you.
我愿你的儿女在你里面享受你恩典的时候，我常常将心中的感谢赞美都归给你。
And as we think of you, your blessing, we want to give you thanks and praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And in Jesus' name, our Lord Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 好，那我们感谢主给我们有这样美好的信息。
所以，
举手暂时留下一下。
So we thank the Lord for giving us such a message.
刚刚有举手的弟兄姐妹。
If you've raised your hand.
还有你心里有感动，但是你没有举手的。
And all those who are, and also those who are touched but did not raise your hand.
请你们留下来，到走到前面来。
So please stay behind and come up.
我们会有弟兄姐妹为你们有更多的交谈。
And we have brothers and sisters who will share with you some more.
我们会按惯例，我们会。有送给你们几本书，我们这次还有这惯例吗？好，我们还会送你们几本书。
So we have a few books prepared for you.
请你们走到前面来。
So please come up to the front.
那弟兄姐妹和朋友，我们可以今天就没有主日学了，我们可以离开到父堂，我们有爱宴的时间。
So today we don't have Sunday school, so you can go off to the cafeteria.
我们为